are changing everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade. But in some ways they remain the same. And as my mind begins to spread its wings, there's no stopping curiosity. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away. I can't do everything, well I can try. And as I roll along I begin to find, things aren't always just what they seem. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance. This world keeps spinning and there's no time to waste. Well, it all keeps spinning, spinning round and round and upside down. Who's to say what's impossible and can't be found? I don't want this feeling to go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away. Please don't go away.
Hey.
What's up, y'all? Oh, my headphones are not playing back. Can you hear me?
No.
Okay. That's really awkward. All right.
Let me see. Hold up. Let me change the thing.
All right.
Okay. Now I can.
All right. Sorry, guys. Little technical difficulty there. But this is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Day Train Tunes.
Night Train Tunes. That's what Night you want to call
tunes,
it.
Night Train Tunes, Day Train Tunes, whatever you want us to be, we are.
We're back after 3 weeks.
We're back. We're better than ever. I'm just happy to be here.
That's so true. I am happy to be here as well.
Okay. None of these headphones are working for me, which is really awkward because I can't hear myself. But as long as Sam can hear me, it's fine.
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So I'm just going to try and talk at a reasonable volume and hope I don't blow y'all's ears out. Happy April.
April Fools.
April Fools. We don't have a joke for y'all. We don't have a prank, but,
there was a prank this morning.
There was, yeah. Why don't we speak on that a little bit? You can say what happened for those of y'all that are not on the Tufts email list.
Basically, someone thought it was a really funny April Fool's joke to say that our president, our university president, died. He did not.
He is not.
Diva is still up.
Yeah. So insane, insane joke to make. Personally, I did not laugh.
I didn't even see it. It was, like, my friend who was, like, check your email. And I was, like, email where?
Yeah.
Like,
no, like, crazy joke to make. Kind of a weird joke. Like, yeah. Why are we...
It was more of a smack in the face to TTS.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what it was about. I don't think it's really about, like, Sunil himself. Obviously, I don't know what the people themselves were thinking. But I think it's more just being, like... y'all really need to secure the emails. Like, we get so many unauthorized emails about internships or about, like, I don't know,
paid,
it's just kind of insane. Yeah, exactly. And they're all, I mean, like, they're evidently fake to us, but let's say you're a freshman, you have no idea.
I know a freshman who fell for it.
Yeah, because it's like, how are you supposed to know? Like, you only learn that by being here, and you get them, like, weekly.
Yeah,
but it's insane how they don't go to your spam folder. So kind of in that way, like, I understand the point,
mm-hmm.
but maybe just, like, not...
yeah, not in good taste.
Not that. Yeah, I felt a little bit weird. But anyway, you just listened to Upside Down by Jack Johnson from the Curious George soundtrack.
Our theme today is movies, but not in the Disney soundtrack way.
Yeah.
More in a, like, better taste way.
Yeah, I would say, like, songs from movies that blew up on their own account and correct. Became kind of mainstream for, like, their own reasons. Self, you yes. know, got radio play and stuff, or even if they didn't, like, have some kind of
connection,
follower base yeah. that is, like, removed from the movie, from just watching the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about today's theme. We've got some really good songs, and maybe you can, like, try to guess what movies they're from before we tell you. So next up, we're going to do Can't Catch Me Now by Olivia Rodrigo. I'll just tell y'all what movie this is from. She's where today? In Boston?
Yes. Guts.
What?
April 1st and 2nd.
I wonder, I bet so many people are going.
Not me, apparently.
Yeah, not I. Did you try to get tickets?
I don't think I even attempted.
Yeah, it's, yeah. You know, I actually, like, I like her music. I didn't listen to enough of the album to, like, necessitate buying a ticket, but that's okay.
I think that was my deal, too, was that, like, I don't think Guts was alive enough.
Yeah.
For me to be like, oh, I'm going to go buy a ticket. But, right. like, the thing is with her set list, it's Sour and, like, it's basically...
It's both, right?
It's both,
because
yeah.
she didn't get to tour Sour because it was COVID,
no,
right?
She did tour Sour.
Oh, you're right. She totally did tour Sour.
Yeah, I remember.
But I guess she
going.
Doesn't have a large enough discography to, like, not do both albums.
Exactly.
So that, I guess that makes sense, but that's kind of tough for everyone who went to Sour. It's like, you might as well have just gone to Guts instead.
Yeah. And guess who's here next week?
Who?
Nikki.
Oh my god, that's so good. I think, is she here next weekend or during the week?
Monday and Wednesday of next week.
Oh my gosh.
And guess
Nikki,
what?
Are
next
you going?
Tuesday is a special day.
Why?
I turned 20.
Oh my god, that's huge. Are you gonna go to Nikki?
I don't know, because I have, like, something on Monday.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know. I think I have something on Wednesday, too. So it's like, I don't know.
Oh, I just solved the mystery headphone issue, by the way. It's just unplugged. Just completely unplugged. That's all right. Cool. So I'm going to just... There you go.
Now you can hear yourself.
Well, yeah, I already switched headphones, so I already resolved that issue on my end, but whatever. Yeah. All right. Enough yapping on our part. I think it's time to let them hear it.
My movie of spring break.
It was your ultimate movie.
That's what I watched on a plane. Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
I actually haven't even watched the movie.
It was good. I thought it was a good movie. I talked about it.
All right. Maybe I'll get inspired by listening. Enjoy, y'all. In every room and every hall, there's snow falling over the city. You thought that it would wash away the bitter taste of my fury and all of the messes you made. Yeah, you think that you got away, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. No, you can't catch me now. Bet you thought I'd never do it, thought it'd go over my head. I bet you figured I'd pass with the winter, be something easy to forget. Oh, you think I'm gone 'cause I left, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. No, you can't catch me now. You can't catch me now. I'm coming like a storm into your town.
watch me now. I'm higher than the hopes that you brought down. You can't catch me now. I'm coming like a storm into your town. You can't catch me now. I'm higher than the hopes that you brought down. You can't catch me now. I'm coming like a storm into your town. You can't catch me now.
Blood on the side of the mountain, it's turning a new shade of red. Yeah, sometimes the fire you found it don't burn the way you'd expect. Yeah, you thought that this was the end.
Yeah.
guys. You just listened to 1,000 Years by Christina Perry.
I love that song.
I'm going to give you guys 1 second to think about what movie franchise the past 2 songs could possibly be from. And don't think too hard.
It's not that hard, guys.
Don't think too hard. It's a little bit obvious. Y'all just listened to the Twilight
soundtrack.
From different movies.
I didn't know it was from different movies.
I think.
I didn't know there were multiple Twilight movies.
Girl, what? There's 5! There's five. Because there's Twilight, like regular.
Sure.
There's, I'm not going to say these in order, but there's Eclipse.
Twilight, Breaking Dawn.
Breaking Dawn Part 1, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Oh, there's 2 parts?
Yes. And then there's also New Moon.
Oh, okay. So I should be more well-versed in my vampire media, considering that's basically the premise of my TDC dance.
Yeah, I, like, recommend having a little movie marathon over a couple days. I wouldn't recommend watching them all in one day. That's, like, kind of brain rot. But
one of my friends in high school made a podcast about the Twilight movies.
Like, there's so much to say.
Yeah.
So I respect that.
And 1,000 Years, what you guys just listened to. Is in my TDC dance.
There you go. I'm going to be there this year. What date is TDC again?
The 27th.
7th. Okay, cool.
It's kind of hugged by a lot of different student performances.
Like mine.
So when's
yours? It's on the 28th.
Okay. It's
yeah, so we're all good.
And then 26th is Burlesque.
Yeah,
26th
true.
And 29th is Burlesque.
Oh my God, I have so many tickets to buy.
I know.
Jeez Louise. So and many... I want to go to the, there's a dance show, there's Sarah Band this weekend.
Oh. Bonger's
performing too.
Who is?
Cheap Socks this Friday. Bhangra is like performing at Sarah Band on Saturday.
Sure.
So I want to go to that. Yeah. I'm going to go to Cheap Socks on Friday.
Okay. Sarah Band?
Is insane.
They're insane.
They're so good. It's crazy.
You know who was in it? My freshman year roommate.
I know. She's so good.
Insane.
She's so good. I like every time I even see them do like a little bit of something, like I went to the dance like Osho or like the dance.
Yeah.
There was like a one back in like October or something.
Sure. Yeah.
They're crazy. They're so good. I'm like, thank God I got into acapella, because my whole thing was like, oh, I'm going to try to do acapella. If I can't get into that, I'll audition for a dance group.
Yeah.
Dude, I would not have gotten in. Like, thank God I got into acapella.
I saw Sarah Band perform one of their, like, their all group performance at the Tap Show in the fall. And I was like, I don't think I could contort my body the way
they're
they do.
They're crazy. And it's insane how they're all, like, at that level. There's such a big group.
Yeah.
And yet they're all, like, so good.
Also,
like, there's no weak link.
A lot of them are, like, in multiple dance groups as
well. Yeah, I know.
Which is insane.
I know a girl who does that and is in an acapella group. I'm like, this is crazy.
A lot of them, like, there's a lot of, like, Tap Sarah Band overlap.
Yes, that's so... And that makes a lot of sense, too. Because it's, like, kind of, like, once you do one... Like, I did point and hip-hop. It's
sure.
Like, you know, you just kind of, like, get into dance, and it's like, well, I'm going to, like, take all these different things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. I mean, like, I can relate, though. I think once you do, like, since I just did musical theater, it's like, I sang. I'm going to want to do musical theater. Like, there's a lot of overlap within the performing arts community, and it's, like, pretty rare that you'll find someone who's like, oh, I only sing, and, like, I've never done theater, I've never done dance. Like, it's like, you're going to have some kind of, like...
That's so true.
Overlap there.
Case in point, Layla performed as Heather Chandler in Heather's the Musical Torn Ticket 2 version. I was in the audience opening night. I was in tears after Layla Hoffman's performance.
Guys,
I posted on my private story. I was like, Layla Hoffman, if you are seeing this right now, your performance as Heather Chandler has moved me to tears. Your performance was beautiful.
It was so much fun, guys. I like, if anyone listening saw it, I hope you had a lot of fun. I had such an amazing time. I'm so happy I did that show. I remember the auditions were last semester. I was so concerned.
I remember you being stressed
about the timing. I was like, you know, I do acapella and this, like, oh my God, what's good? Like, it was fine. I just needed to relax. Like, it was all fine. I literally ended up only missing one Jill's rehearsal, the whole rehearsal process.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? And it was just last week. It was like on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, shout out to the stage managers for really making that rehearsal schedule work for me. Like, y'all are awesome. So, yeah.
Anyways.
So much fun.
Yes. Layla's performance moved people to tears.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
She was, quote, bigger than John Lennon.
I was bigger than John Lennon. Little reference for y'all if y'all get that. All right. Next up, we are going to be moving back into Well,
my mom called this section emo.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to continue with the emo vibes a little bit, and then we're going to kind of break out of that really quick. Yeah. So next up, we have Young and Beautiful by Lana Del Rey.
I feel like this is what you think of when you think of the Great Gatsby.
I agree. And I think, did you know that actually this past Friday, The Great Gatsby started previews on Broadway as a musical?
Oh, I actually did.
It's a new musical.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of interested in seeing it. I've heard good things because it was... It opened at a different theater, like kind mm-hmm. of like, you know, they do
preview.
A test run.
Yeah.
And it went really well. So now it moved to Broadway. So.
This is also a TDC dance this semester.
A Great Gatsby one. That's so good. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited to go to TDC if I can get tickets. But like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have to get this show on the road.
Show on the road.
We hope you guys enjoy. We hope this transports y'all back to 2013 or the 1920s. Enjoy.
I've seen the world, done it all, had my cake now. Diamonds brilliant and billet now. Hot summer nights, mid-July, when you and I were forever wild. The crazy days, city lights, the way you me.
to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations, I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing, motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A smart percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest shit.
Let's talk about love.
Get away from me. If you do, I won't move. I ain't just cry for no reason. I ain't just pray for no reason. I give thanks for the day, for the hours, and another way, another life breathing. I did it all cause I feel good. I wouldn't do it at all if you feel bad. Better live your life. We're running out of time. Let's talk about
so your patience gotta face it. Know my life matter, but my matter keep on aching. This a warning, never conforming.
I wanna fly right now. I wanna see all my homies get down. I wanna feel like I can't come down. I got a dream, so I can't stop now. I wanna fly right now. I wanna see all my homies get down. I wanna feel like I can't come down. I got a
should pull the hardest things, believing in your dreams.
Just listen to Invincible by Aminé.
This was from Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the animated classic. I didn't watch the second one, actually.
And that came out as of recent, right?
Yeah, that was much more recent, but I did watch the first one actually for a class last year. For my postmodernism in film class.
Oh, okay.
And I wrote a paper on it, too.
Oh, I love that.
And I did decent on that paper.
I'm very
not
proud
great,
of
but decent. So,
very proud of you.
You know, thank
way.
You very much, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Appreciate the content you gave me.
I feel like I'm not very well versed into my Spider-Man history, because it's like I'm very confused about the the Intro to Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. Like I'm very kind of confused by
as
that
to how it, like,
narrative.
Yeah,
and how that connects to like Spider-Man, like Tom Holland live action.
Yeah, it's like that's I can kind of explain it. I used to be super into Spider-Man actually, like back when the first Tom Holland one came out, like Spider-Man mm-hmm. Homecoming, like 2017. I was obsessed. So basically, it's concurrent with that, and it's not necessarily like it doesn't negate that, even though it's a different Spider-Man, because it's supposed to be like the multiverse, right?
Okay.
So there's a Spider-Man in every version of the universe in like the multiverse. It's like kind of confusing, but basically that's like the Spider-Man from a specific multiverse, and like the multiverse is also brought up in the most recent Spider-Man,
yeah,
because that's why Andrew Garfield's in it, and Tobey Maguire is in it. Like, you know how they made their cameo? I don't know if you remember, it was like a big deal. Oh my god, they're all three in it at the same time,
because
it was like, oh, the multiverse like has them all in it too. So that's, I think it's their way of explaining away like why are there three different Spider-Man over the past 15 years.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, it's because it's the multiverse. So they all can exist and have like slightly different stories.
Okay.
But they're all Spider-Man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like interesting. I used to be really into it, but I didn't really get into much other Marvel lore. Like, I was never really into like the
I'm not into Marvel. Yeah.
I do like it though. Like, we listened to a Black Panther song. That's
I remember I went to see Black Panther with my family when it came out, and mm-hmm. I fell asleep in the theater.
Oh, gagged.
I fell asleep in the theater. I remember that.
That's fair. You know what? I like action movies are like definitely not for everyone, because it's like,
yeah, they're not for
it
me.
It takes a certain, like, I don't know, interest in like that kind of like combat scene thing.
Yeah. So. And then there was another action movie I fell asleep to in the theater. I think it was like Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I didn't even watch that one.
When I was like 10, maybe.
That's so fair. I did not see that one.
So I fell asleep to that. But if you like action movies, no shame to people who like action movies. It's just not my cup of tea, per se.
There you go.
That's where I'm at with it. Anyways.
All right. It is about time.
I think we talked a lot about events. So this is a PSA about events.
All right.
Do you study, work, live, or play, or on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio.
There you go.
So, you want events?
Shout out that. Speaking of that, Spring Fling tickets dropped.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
According to a text message I received. Not that you need a rush to get them, like, everyone can.
Everyone ends up getting
Could
them.
You imagine if, like, you didn't get one? Does that happen?
I don't know.
I feel like that can't be. I think everyone can get one.
Everyone can get one.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like, they gotta fit the student body on that academic quad somehow.
No, like, literally. And I think, I also, like, bet that not everyone even goes.
That's very true.
You know what I mean? I feel like there's like definitely like some squad that just like does not attend.
Like, it's not for them.
I mean, not me. Like, personally, I will be there.
But you were not there last year.
Yeah, but we don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
On here.
It's okay.
But
we forgive you.
Yeah. And yeah. All right. Well, next up, we've got a very new track from a very new and relevant movie. mm-hmm. Which just got completely scammed out of Oscars.
Yes, so true. So
there you go.
So true.
So we're trying to give it its hype right now.
Deserve. I picked this song more so because I feel like everyone knows Dance the Night. Everybody knows Pink. Yeah. Everybody knows
I'm Just Ken.
Yeah, everyone knows Speed Drive.
Mm-hmm.
But this song, because I also rewatched the Barbie movie on my flight back on spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, this is a cute song. Why are we not talking about it?
Better on the second watch or just as good?
I think you definitely get Barbie fatigue the more you watch it.
I agree. I feel like at a certain point it's like, I never rewatched it because I was just like, once I got the plot, I was like, okay, I get the plot.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need to. I just think it's such an interesting movie because it's so different from, like, a regular plot line, like, movie.
Yeah.
In the way that it's, like, I don't know. There was just something about it that felt, like, different
from, I feel
like, the norm, I guess, which is, like, good. I mean, that's innovation.
It was definitely different than the norm. Yeah.
I just feel like it was the type of thing where I didn't feel like I needed to, like, run to the theater to see it again.
Mm-hmm. Because I definitely think, like, if I watched it, like, on a continuous basis, like, how people continually watch, like, Pitch Perfect or Mean Girls, like, I would get Barbie fatigue.
Somewhere
totally. In the way that I get Mean Girls fatigue.
Yeah.
But I think that watching it, like, I guess, I think this was, like, maybe the third time I watched it full through.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was okay enough. Because the last time I watched it before that was, like, over winter break.
Yeah.
So it was okay enough.
I thought it was pretty crazy that everyone was like, oh, my God, Ryan Gosling's performance.
Everyone was hyping it up.
I, like, do think that he did an amazing job. But can we talk about the fact that, like, the movie was about women. Are you kidding me? And then they got, like, every man on stage. There was not one woman on that stage. I was like, y'all are crazy for that. Like, they had, like, a Margot Robbie cameo. I was like, get Dua Lipa
on that stage right now. Charlie XCX.
Like, it actually kind of made me heated because I was also like, Dua Lipa had a cameo. So she's relevant in the Oscars. Like, she was in the movie.
Another thing is talking about the people who sing on the Barbie soundtrack. Did you see Lizzo's recent post of I Quit?
No. What?
Yes.
Would she quit the music industry?
All right,
that's what Doja Cat said, and then she dropped an album a week later.
Here we go. Let me read it. I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world a little bit, but I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't sign up for this. I quit. Peace sign.
That's insane, and I don't believe her. So
I don't believe her one bit.
Sorry.
Either.
I don't believe her, and I think she's going to come back and, like, drop an album. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Just, yeah, the Oscars thing made me a little bit mad because I just feel like everyone, like,
talked about it. It was raved.
Everyone talked about it, and I feel like everyone absolutely skated over the point of that movie. Like, even when they were like,
even Joe Coy,
it's super feminist. And I was like, but y'all are not actually using critical thinking. Like, use critical thinking. Why are you hyping up the one man in that movie so much?
Yeah.
He's nominated for an Oscar. Like, he was funny, but he didn't, like,
steal the show.
Like, it wasn't.
He didn't steal the show.
He didn't steal the show. In my opinion.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, he was funny. Okay, he was funny, but, like, Margot Robbie was, like,
do you know who I think stole the show in the comical sense?
Yeah.
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I completely agree. It's like, yeah, people, I don't know. That just, like, made me kind of.
And the America Ferrera monologue, like,
yeah,
hello.
Like, it's like there were so many things to highlight from that movie, and, like, I didn't need the one man led song to be, like, what we presented at the Oscars, like, which is supposed to be the most prestigious night for film. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Could have had Billie Eilish on the stage again. Like,
yeah, I mean, they did.
Yeah. They did win for that song.
They did do that. But I don't know. I just, like, all the hype. Anyway, my little rant is over. With that being said, we're going to play a male song from the Barbie movie. After all of that I had to say.
I'm so sorry.
We're doubling back on our own word. No, but it's okay because, like, we're not the major platform that the Oscars are.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? You tell me.
Maybe because,
oh, it's probably that. Bang!
Summer of Paris to see the future is on.
Zone. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you just listened to Danger Zone from Top Gun, the OG.
Yes.
Great tune. I don't know if y'all saw Maverick, but there was another little tune we could have used from that song. Honestly, incredible song.
What song?
The One Republic song. Or
I Ain't Worried.
Yeah, I Ain't Worried. Was it One Republic? It was, right?
Yeah, that's One Republic.
That song was so good. Like, unironically, I know everyone was like, wow, like this song. But like, I was playing that song all of the summer before
freshman
year. Isn't
that like the corporate pop type song?
Yes, yes. And it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's like Think Heat Waves by Glass Animals.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to play this song. Did you make it in a laboratory? Right, like, yeah, you made it in a lab. Yeah. And I'm going to eat it up. Like, yeah. I love it. All right, we're like more than we're done.
More than we're almost done.
Yeah. So let's keep it short so we can play our last little ditty, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Y'all already know. Get your
alive.
CPR training ready, folks. This is Layla.
This is Sam.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening today. We had so much fun.
We will be back next week.
Oh, we will. And we'll have a great theme. If you know us in real life, by the way, feel free to suggest a theme. We're open to suggestions.
Like, most of the times, it's just us talking in the morning about our themes.
And no, exactly. Like, in class, texting each other. So, feel free to reach out. Bye-bye. Bye.